good workout for us. Obviously, they popped it around very well, but I thought I was pleased with our shape. Fitness levels looked very good. And obviously, we scored a couple of good goals, but it doesn't matter who we played, Chatham or Ipswich or Dover, it doesn't matter who we played, Dartford. We've come through it with no injuries. That's the biggest thing for me. And it was a good workout, very good workout, because, obviously, a hard game for us, but I thought we dealt with it well.
Looking at the goals as well, Lee Martin was involved in the first one. For me, looked very bright again. I know we talked about him before, but he seems to be coming through pre-season with flying colours.
Yeah, he does, and like everybody, obviously he's a cracking goal. You know, I don't think he's hit a better goal than that with his left peg anyway. But he's a gifted lad. He's a very gifted boy, and you know, he's had little niggles over the past year or two. But so there's a lot of people, but we're fitter and stronger. And he obviously he's benefiting from that, and I think we're still in pre-season. I'm just overall pleased with everybody's attitude. Like I said, I'm not worried at the result. I'll be honest, obviously it does give you a bit of a confidence boost, but I'm not worried about any results really. It's all about how we do things and attitude. And I thought our fitness levels are very good.
Looking at it, it seems that the pattern's obvious. The organisation is there. I mean, as you say, you can't tell much from results pre-season, but is that what you're concentrating on?
Yeah, most definitely. Organisation, obviously, there's fitness levels, it should be a given, but fitness levels and organisation. I've got to say, the players want to do it. You know, they want to learn, they want to get things right, and it's a good feel about the place. You know, like I said before, it's a good change room, and but let's not get too carried away. This is just pre-season. We're getting closer to August 5th, which is the most important thing.
You talked briefly about Scott Wagstaff's hit. I know it's only a pre-season game, but as you say, that's quite a strike, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was lovely for the fans. And the fans turned up, and I thought it was good for them as well, wasn't it? And normally it's a standing foot, I think, but no, it was a lovely finish. And I thought the move was good as well. It starts with Greg Cundall, and he good little touch from the front, and it was the way we moved the ball very quickly, and that's what we've been working on, obviously pre-season, not having too many touches, but we moved it very quickly, and it was nice to get the ball out wide, and a fantastic finish, to be fair.
And Billy Bingham's first full game, isn't it, Bingham? Almost full game since he signed for you permanently. The base of the midfield, anchoring it, is that his natural position for you?
Yeah, for me it is. He's a gifted footballer. He's got a wonderful left peg, and he sees a pass, and like I say, it's only been a week since he's been with us, but he's settled in very well. But he's a naturally gifted footballer, and obviously he lives locally, so I'm just very pleased we've got him on board. But like I say, everybody, even look at Ben Chapman, the young first year pro, and I think Ben's got a good future also, and he will learn with the likes of Billy and Josh Wright and Jake Hessenthalers and Lee Martins of the world and Bernie as well. He can only get better. Just overall, collectively as a squad, it's been pleasing so far. And like I said, it's been no injuries, no major injuries. I know we got Conor Wilkinson and Alex Lacey with niggles, but again, I didn't want to. There's no point in me risking them, not yet, because like I said before, it's August 5th is the most important time.